2. Housing.
Questions 6. The area where you live, your town, and the immediate surroundings. Environmental problems, pollution, homelessness.
Model answers 6.
1. Where do you come from?
A. I come from a rather large town in the southeast of Hungary.
B. I come from a nice medium-sized town in the center of the Transdanubian region.
2. What is the region like?
A. The ground is mainly flat there. If you go outside the town and look around you, you can see the land stretching away into the distance. It is an impressive but monotonous landscape. It has quite rich flora, but it is not particularly spectacular. There is now a tarmacked highway that runs north to south across the country.
B. It is an area of low hills and nice green valleys. Oak forests occupy the slopes of the hills, which are the natural habitats of lots of different species of animals. There are waterfalls and cool brooks running down from the mountains. It is a charming landscape, but unfortunately, it has lost some of its beauty since tourists began to visit the area.
3. What is your town or area famous for?
A. The area is famous for its food processing industry and good cuisine. There are some folk customs and traditions that have been preserved, and even the young put on national folk costumes during the holidays. The area is also famous for embroidered tablecloths and cushions.
B. Our area is basically a paradise for tourists. It has also played a crucial part during the stormy years of our country's history. Lake Balaton, which has a charm of its own, attracts a lot of visitors from year to year. North of the lake, on the slopes of the Badachoni Hills, are the special vineyards which produce Grey Friar, the famous wine. Around the lake, new hotels have been built, motels have been opened in the most attractive spots, well-equipped camping sites have been established. The lake is flanked by an almost continuous line of holiday resorts, with beaches, sport centers, boathouses, weekend cottages, and private summer villas.
4. Is it mainly an industrial or an agricultural area?
A. It is an agricultural area, where nearly half the population works on the land, growing crops and raising animals. Farmers use machines and advanced methods to produce the largest possible amount of food. They grow wheat, maize, barley, and oats, as well as root crops like sugar beet, carrots, and turnips. Others raise livestock, mainly pigs and cattle.
B. It is an industrial area. In fact, one of the largest unbroken industrial areas in Hungary. It is an important center of the smelting industry, for which much of the iron ore is supplied by the nearby mines. There is also a power plant in the neighborhood, which uses local lignite. The main product of the chemical works is fertilizers.
5. What are the old parts of your town like?
My town is an old historic town, which, consequently, has a lot of monuments. It was in Veszprém that the first Hungarian bishopric was founded. The castle area became a palace for the queen, who was always crowned by the Bishop of Veszprém. Most of the present landscape of the area was developed during the reconstruction of the Baroque period. 6. Are there any buildings of historic or architectural interest in your area?
There are lots of buildings of both historical and architectural interest here. For instance, the Fire Tower, the Hero's Gate, the Bishop's Palace, the Cathedral of St. Michael, and Gazella's Chapel. 7. Should old buildings of historic interest be preserved or pulled down?
I think these old buildings of historic interest must be preserved, and they should be incorporated into the new surroundings. It is being done really successfully in most of our towns. I know this method involves digging extensive foundations underneath the houses, reinforcing the walls, and the meticulous process of replacing the old pipelines and wiring, but it is worth the trouble. They look more attractive than those high-rise blocks built in the place of demolished houses in the 60s and 70s. 8. Is it a privilege to live in a town or in the capital? Why or why not?
A. I consider myself to be privileged because I live in the capital city of Hungary. The quiet life of the country has never appealed to me, as I was born and bred in the city.
B. I live in the country, and I don't think it is a privilege to live in a town. I wouldn't move to one for all the tea in China.
9. Is the place where you live far from the capital?
A. My hometown is about 100 kilometers from the capital.
B. The place where I live is a long way off from the capital. It is a remote, out-of-the-way village.
10. How many inhabitants are there in your town?
A. My hometown has a population of about 80,000 people. Most of my friends live here, and I don't have to travel miles to see them.
B. The population of our village is about 500. The people here are very friendly and are close to nature. I appreciate the gentle pace of living and the clean atmosphere.
11. What are the differences between life in the country and life in the city?
A. Life is never dull in a town. The latest exhibitions, films, and plays are within walking distance or only a short bus ride away. There are more civilized conditions in a town. Streets are better kept, and shops are better supplied. Shopping can even be a pleasure, because there is a much wider choice of goods, and you can afford not to make do with second best. City life is also better for the children, because there is a variety of schools they can choose from, and they don't need to commute. Adults do not need to commute to work either, because these places of work are usually within easy reach. It is, in fact, another advantage that people have more chance of employment, and thus more chance of success.
B. In the town, people lose touch with nature. They rush to work in the mornings and come home dead tired in the evenings. I admit there are more shops in a town. We are on very friendly terms with the shopkeepers, and they always sell us fresh food and meat. We grow our own vegetables ourselves, and gardening is another relaxing form of entertainment. The nearest town is about 40 kilometers away, and if we need some other kinds of entertainment, we can easily reach it by car. In fact, some of my friends work there and are very unhappy about having to commute. Of course, there are disadvantages in village life too. Services are less efficient, and we have only got one school and one general practitioner. Our streets are not all tarmacked, and on a rainy day, one can easily get stuck in the mud. At the same time, the people here are much healthier than town people.
12. Where would you prefer to live? In a town or in the country?
A. I live in a town, but even if I lived in the country, I would prefer to move to a town because town life is so much more exciting. Towns are constantly developing places, and they can provide you with the best that life can offer.
B. I would prefer to live in the country. If I were offered a flat in a town, I'm sure I would refuse to move there.
13. Which do you think is better for your physical and mental well-being?
A. I think city life is just ideal for my physical and mental well-being. And if I want to find my privacy, the city is the best place for that too. I can be entirely alone among the thousands, or I can hide myself away in my home if I feel like doing so.
B. Nothing can be compared with the sight of green trees and pastures, the sound of twittering birds, and the silent nights when the cock crowing is the first sound that disturbs serenity. All this can work wonders for people's mental and physical well-being, while in a town there are crowds, noise, and pollution.
14. What are some of the problems big industrial cities have?
Budapest suffers from industrial decline, unemployment, poverty, and housing and social stress. In general, the larger a city, the higher the degree of air pollution. Even rivers are dirtier in a city than in the country. Public transportation is usually inadequate, buses are crowded, and people resort to using their own cars. This, however, leads to another problem. There are constant traffic jams when the cars wait for a longer time than they move forward, and their drivers suffer from the noxious fumes. In big cities, skyscrapers and high-rise blocks are built right next to each other without leaving space for greenery. Another problem of big cities could be the lack of adequate police protection. Unfortunately, there are muggers, prowlers, and vandals who can take out their aggression on innocent people without being punished. 15. Why are there so many homeless people in the streets?
Homelessness is an acute problem that towns like Budapest have to face. Homeless people occupy many of the waiting rooms at railway stations, but you can bump into them in underpasses and doorways. There are squatters who arbitrarily occupy vacant flats. They live under the continuous threat of eviction. Some have become homeless through divorce, others have failed to keep up mortgage payments, and there are perhaps even more who have come as refugees from some of the developing countries. 16. What are big housing estates like?
Big housing estates are usually situated around industrial centers on the edges of towns. Most families live in overcrowded and unsatisfactory conditions. There are huge blocks of flats which are faceless and all identical. The flats inside these blocks are usually too small for the families that live in them. 17. In what way are newly built districts different?
There has been a tendency for the last decade or so to design and build residential areas with more color and individuality. The huge, faceless blocks of flats are changing into something that is more welcoming and pleasant. 18. Would you rather live in a big housing estate or in the Greenbelt? Why?
Although in a big housing estate, almost each block of flats contains shops and other facilities, I would still like to live in the Greenbelt because it is much quieter. In the Greenbelt, there are residential areas, mainly with semi-detached or detached houses such as bungalows, which are more personal and intimate places than high-rise blocks. These areas are also leafier, and the trees outside the houses provide you with the fresh air you lack so much in the center or in big housing estates. 19. Do you like the town where you live?
I love my town because I think it is the best located town in Hungary. It lies at a distance of 10 kilometers from Lake Balaton, and it is not too far from Budapest either. If you feel like climbing hills, picking mushrooms, or walking in nice forests, you can go for a trip in the Bacoan Hills and enjoy the wonderful countryside. I like this town not only for its splendid location, but also for its beauty. It has a specific atmosphere. The ancient city is rich in historical monuments. The narrow, winding, stone-paved streets of the town make an unforgettable impression on the visitor. 20. Where do you live? In, near, or far from the center?
A. I live on a housing estate on the outskirts of the town. It is quite a long way off from the town center, but it is near bus route.
B. I live in the town center, where you can find all the facilities you want.
21. What amenities are there in your area?
A. Next to our block, there is a kindergarten and two well-tended playgrounds for children, and a sports ground for ice skating in winter and football in summer. Coming down the main street, you can see playing fields, and beyond them, a big park. The primary school my children go to is right next to the park, and the school has a small swimming pool open to the public every afternoon. They are building some lovely houses on the town boundary and are planning to set up a recreation center there with sports grounds, a swimming pool, and swings and slides for the children.
B. The place where I live offers quite a few facilities you may need. Good shopping, excellent restaurants, a live theater, an art gallery, a nightclub, and even some sporting events.
22. Do you have to go far for your shopping?
A. I don't have to go far for my shopping. Shopping facilities, including a supermarket, a post office, a chemist's, and other amenities, are near at hand, and there is a cinema, too.
B. My place is very close to the shops and the administrative center of the town. The only snag is that it is very noisy, especially on weekday afternoons when there is a never-ending stream of cars on the road in front of our building.
23. What is the block that you live in like?
Our block is a 10-story building, and it has got 4 staircases. The combination locks on the staircase doors enable the residents to feel secure during the night when all the doors are locked and you can only get in if you know the combination. 24. Is there a lift or fire escape?
There are fire escapes at both ends, and there is a lift by each staircase. The lifts are quite often out of order, which makes it difficult for the people living on the upper floors to get up and down. 25. Who are the other residents or tenants?
The residents or tenants are a cross-section of the city population, with families of factory workers, engineers, students, doctors, journalists, teachers, and workers in the arts, and a fair sprinkling of pensioners. However, there is a tendency among the people who are quite well off to move either to the country or to the newly built residential areas in the leafy suburbs of the city. The block is serviced by a caretaker, and also there is the so-called House Committee, which is a voluntary body of flat dwellers who handle residents' complaints and give a helping hand to those who need it. 26. Are you happy to live there?
I quite enjoy living there, but I would rather live in a house where you could have more privacy and would not overhear what is happening or would not smell what is being cooked in the flat next to yours.